A major moment in a long campaign. In 1897, British soldiers stole thousands of finely wrought artifacts like this from the then Kingdom of Benin in modern-day Nigeria. Now, London's Horniman Museum is returning these six pieces and signing over the ownership of the 66 other so-called Benin bronzes in its collection.
To enable these objects to be displayed in museums for people to see and people from outside the country to come and see in the context of where they have been looted is a significant moment for us.
For now, there are six deliberate gaps in the museum's display cases. More will follow, with plans for a significant number of artefacts to remain on an extended loan from the Nigerian government. It is here at the British Museum where the largest single collection of artefacts taken from Benin remains, more than 900 individual objects. The museum says it wants to share its collection as widely as possible. It isn't, though, talking about returning them. One major stumbling block is written into British law, a 1963 Act of Parliament forbidding the museum from disposing of its exhibits, with just a few clearly defined exceptions. In a statement, the museum emphasised its collaborative work in Nigeria, saying, "We actively engage with partners through the Benin Dialogue Group and the Digital Benin Initiative, while research and cultural exchange initiatives are also key priorities." But in recent years, other institutions in Scotland, France, Germany and elsewhere have been returning items from their Benin bronze collections, something Barnaby Phillips, author of a recent history of the bronzes, says has left the British Museum increasingly isolated.
Remember that an institution like the British Museum is also under pressure from other areas. There's a British government with its own interest. There are other significant national museums in this country, like the Victoria and Albert Museum, the Royal Collection, all of which might be, I guess you would say, more conservatively inclined. And they too can exert their pressure and influence on the British Museum.
Over the years, the debate has taken in concerns over security and conservation in Nigeria, but increasingly it's become one about justice and restoration. Nigeria's cultural custodians say it's time for British institutions and British politicians to right a historical wrong. Harry Fawcett, Al Jazeera, London.